Well, Diabolus is now seizing control of man's soul, well and truly. And he has now installed himself in the palace, in the very heart of the city. And there he is, bringing to pass now his new rules and his new laws. And he's brought Lord Will-Be-Will there to be his trusted representative. Oh, Lord Will-Be-Will is now going around enforcing vigorously Diabolus's rules and teaching people to do wickedness. And Mr. Recorder, the conscience is shut up, isn't he there? Kept out of the way, so though he shouts out every now and then, largely speaking, he's been discredited and nobody in man's soul is going to pay too much attention to him. So we are in a very sad state. And that's our state. That's where we are. That's our place before God works in our souls and changes us. Well, El Shaddai was in his palace with his son Emmanuel, and he heard the news. A messenger came to him and explained what had happened to man's soul. He had all his nobles and officials there with him in the palace, in the courtroom, because this wasn't just some secret message that he got. This was in open court. Oh, the nobles were appalled. How could man's soul have done this? They explained then the message about how Diabolus has been speaking so ill of El Shaddai and how he's changed all the laws and how man's soul has fallen for the whole thing, hook, line, and sinker. Well, El Shaddai and Emmanuel were grieved. They were very sad, but they knew this was going to happen. And they already had a plan in mind as to what they would do for man's soul. And so El Shaddai and Emmanuel, so we're thinking they're the father and the son, they meet together in private. And the plan that they'd already had way back, they say the time has come for us to put this into practice. And that Emmanuel is going to come to man's soul and do everything to purchase it back, to deal emphatically with Diabolus, and to put man's soul then in a better position than it was before. So they agree the time has come for this, and that soon they're going to put this plan into action and recover man's soul. And they publish this news, and they advertise this news, and they make it known throughout the whole world what is intended to happen for man's soul. Like there, isn't it? It's like the Old Testament. It is telling us all in advance that God is going to do something decisive to bring the world that's in enmity against him and hostile against him to be in a state again of peace between him and earth. So the news went out. Well, of course, Diabolus heard that and was furious. He was enraged. Just as he was feeling comfortable, and he had Lord Will-Be-Will there as his henchman, and Mr. Recorder well and truly kept under control, now he's hearing this. He's furious, and he thinks, we're not having that. And so he makes an announcement to the city, and would have the city pledge a greater loyalty and allegiance to him. He tells them about what El Shaddai is planning. Oh, he says, this will be dreadful. It's going to come with arms. He'll punish you all. It won't be very nice. You'll be back enslaved again. All the good things that I have brought you, you'll lose. And the people all listen to this. Oh, they listen to Diabolus. Isn't it amazing? That's the fact, isn't it, there? There is the gospel announcing such good news, promising us everything to be right between us and God, and the favor that we've lost that we can find, and more than that, and that he's willing to forgive, and that he's willing to do all manner of things for our sakes. And yet, people harden themselves against it. They fight back against it. And so it was in the city. They went from bad to worse. It didn't improve them hearing this news. In fact, if anything, they became more mad and enraged. And they were willing there to pledge this allegiance to Diabolus. And he then got them busy in even more mischief. And so he had even worse things done. So he made the people to behave in even more base ways, and vile ways, and evil ways. Because he thought, Well, if they get so down there, they'll never think there'll be any help for them. They'll think we're too far gone in our sin. No God will be interested in us. There'll be no forgiveness. Even hope, perhaps, that El Shaddai would look and think, oh, they're so far gone now. Nothing. I won't help them. So he got them behaving even worse. And he had them all there, going about doing his bidding. And Lord Wilby will. He warned him and said, you know, we've really got to be on our guard here, you know. We've got to mark those gates well. Guard ear gate. Prevent any more of this news coming in. We don't want this news broadcast, so shut it out. And if you hear of it anywhere, quickly put it out. Well, nothing's changed, has it? The world of John Bunyan, as he saw how people of his day behaved, how the devil was working then to try to make God sound unhelpful, cramping your style, ruining your liberty, all of those old arguments there. Well, they're the same old arguments today, because nothing changes under the sun. Devil's the same, uses the same tricks and tactics, people are the same, sinners behave predictably, they come up with the same arguments, and they do the same sorts of things, which is very sad, which is very sad. But we'll have to leave Mansoul at that point in this rather sad state. But ask you again, is that you? Is that still where you are? Forced there in your views. I'm not going to believe. I don't think there's any good to be heard from this Bible or from this gospel. Is that you? Because, of course, we all know the story's going to change, isn't it? Things are going to move on. El Shaddai and Emmanuel are on the case. Perhaps they're on your case. Perhaps it's time for you to respond to those wonderful good tidings that are sent from heaven to needy sinners like us. So let's sing our next hymn, 106, Great God of Wonders, All Thy Ways, 106.